English history is littered with martyrs. St. Alban was beheaded by the Romans for being nice to Christians. Bloody Mary Tudor burned the martyrs of Oxford for being Protestants. That's two. But not all is history in England. As Weekend Edition commentator Diane Roberts discovered on her annual visit to the old country, martyrdom is alive and well in the land of Cromwell.
Now you got the metric martyrs, brave English men and women prepared to be jailed just because they refuse to measure things in meters, liters, and grams. The metric martyrs stand tall for imperial measures, partisans of the pint, heroes of the yard, the underground of the ounce. They resist the overarching feudal power of the European Union with its decrees that you must buy gas in liters and potatoes in kilos. The resistance is nationwide, but the most celebrated metric martyrs comes from Sunderland, a post-industrial town in the north of England. He was a humble greengrocer who had the temerity to sell bananas by the pound. The metric patrol raided his shop, confiscating the Granny Smith's 39 pence a pound signs. He was fined and told that if he did not mend his retrograde Anglo-Saxon ways, he could be up for 30 days inside. But the brave fruitmonger did not back down, and, despite dire warnings from the sprouts of Brussels, he carries on selling produce as his forefathers sold it, in measures as English as village cricket, warm beer, and pictures of naked women in newspapers. The Northern English have always been a rebellious bunch of cusses. In the 2nd century, the Brigantes, a tribe from near Newcastle, used to whip up on the Romans. The earls of Northumberland were always in revolt against the king. Ask Henry IV, parts 1 and 2. And now this Frenchified nonsense like the metric system. Why, asks a northerner, did we go to the trouble of thrashing Napoleon at Waterloo only to have this unnatural business of grams and centimeters based on tens imposed on us instead of perfectly decent fours, eights, and sixteens? The popular case for pounds and pints is aided immensely by the flimsiness of the single European currency, the undemocratic nature of the European Commission, and, of course, by the repeatedly demonstrated inability of the French to produce even one decent rock and roll band. Soon the metric martyrs will be pictured in church windows and celebrated in song. And while they live to fight on, the day will never come when an English woman or man must suffer the indignity of ordering 75 centiliters of bitter down the pub of a Friday night. God save the Queen, all 9 stone or so and 5'3" of her.
Diane Roberts is spending the summer in England, away from the mile markers, gallon containers, and yardsticks of her home in Alabama.